Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk to you about. I wanted to remind you and tell you something you probably already know, but did you know that smart business owners know that there's a direct link between motivating employees to be successful in their assignments and the success of that business? There's a direct link between your employees' success in their assignment and the success of your business. I know you're probably saying, well, duh, well, yeah, but the question is, did you know that you have to do something beyond just giving them a job to help them be successful in that assignment? You need to motivate them. There's some things that you need to do. So here's an example of why you should be one of those smart managers. You should be motivating your employees. Let's imagine that your best employee, think of the face, the voice, think of the work, the commitment and the contribution that one of your best employees makes to you, and just imagine that they have just resigned. Yeah, that sends a cold chill up your spine, doesn't it? How much will it cost you, directly and indirectly, to find, hire, train, and get that replacement up to the productivity level of that former key employee? That's a scary thought, isn't it? The answer is it could take years. That's even scarier. It really could, right? I mean, think, if you got a key person, how long have they been here? How long has it taken you to get them, for you and them to get to where you are right now on the same page? Now ask yourself, if you could be the one in jeopardy of losing a good employee, could that be you? Not just somebody in a story, right? And could it be you merely because you aren't motivated? You didn't take the time to motivate your employee. Well, there are many ways to successfully motivate employees, and all of them require you to focus on the human beings with whom you work and who desire to be successful in their jobs. So here are six, I've got six motivational elements that I want to talk to you about. First is communication. There's nothing more fundamental to having loyal, productive, and engaged employees than good communication. If you're having problems keeping good employees, If your turnover rate is high, the low-hanging fruit for you may just be that you need to start talking with, not to, your people. And one of the things that I do is to, as often as I can, say, what do you think? And then listen, and maybe even do what they say. Professionalism. This is the aggregation of proper business ethical and interpersonal behavior, and it's critical to successful employee motivation. Professionalism. Professionalism fosters pride and employee loyalty. It's that bit of colored ribbon that Napoleon talked about. Demonstrate your professionalism first. You have to be the first professional in your business when it comes to business, ethical, and interpersonal behavior. You have to be professional first. And then you have to help your employees achieve and value their own professionalism. Some of the young people, when I was young, I didn't understand professionalism. I was taught how to be a professional. Now we have to teach our charges, our mentees, how to be professionals. And don't forget to recognize them when they make progress, when they show improvement. Third is management style. Check yours. Check your management style. Are you a leader or are you a driver? Managers who are drivers disregard others, consume people as a means to their end, and are identified by high employee turnover. That's right. Those are drivers. Leaders value their people and encourage them to be successful. These leaders can be identified by the double-digit numbers representing how many years their employees have been with them, and the multiple black digits to the left of the decimal on their bottom line. That's the difference between leaders and drivers. Ask yourself, which are you? You might have to ask somebody else. Am I a leader or am I a driver? Training. Number four is training. It's a big deal, my friends. And this is something that small business owners have got to do more of. Employee training pays operational and motivational dividends. When you invest in someone else's career, it motivates them to do a better job. Not only do they do a better job because they've been trained, but because you've invested in them, it makes them more engaged. It fosters knowledge, which fosters confidence, which fosters leadership, which fosters employee loyalty, which fosters customer loyalty, which fosters your bank account. How about that? All that from training. How's that for a training straight line to return on investment? It's a big deal, my friends. Find a way to do more training. If there's one thing, if I could tell small business owners one thing, at least successful ones, ones who are doing a good job with their financial management, that's first. Financial management's first. But the next thing would be, would surely be the training thing. Recognition is number five. A robin noticed a turtle sitting on top of a fence post. When the robin stopped to ask how he got there, the turtle replied, "Well, obviously not by myself." Right. When talking about what your company has done, be sure to manage your pronouns properly. Whenever I can be replaced with we, do it. This tiny two-letter pronoun is a powerful verbal high five that resonates motivational energy throughout your organization. Recognition. Not I, but we. And fun. Fun's number six. Fun is very motivational. Make sure your organization finds ways to have fun at work. You need to start that, folks. You need to be the leader of this. The people I know who are the most successful and are the happiest are those who take their work very seriously, but they don't take themselves very seriously. That's one of the first things I tell employees who come to work for me, is we are serious as we can be about our work, about the quality of our work, about our professionalism, about our relationships with customers and how we treat people. We're very serious about that. That's non-negotiable. But we don't take ourselves seriously, which means that we try to have fun whenever we can. Motivating employees to be successful in their assignments is not only good business, it's also the right thing to do. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.